A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There was an angel of the Lord. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. He answered, Here I am. God said, Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, he continued, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I would go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? He answered, I will be with you. And this shall be the proof that it is I who sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord is kind and merciful. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord rescues, secures justice and the rights of all the oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. The Lord is kind and merciful. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Lord, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today in the Gospel, we heard this 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, huh? And I talked at that particular Mass about we need to be little, and some people always go crazy with that littleness, that humility, because they don't think it's very manly, or they don't think, you know, we are who we are, you know, we won't have to become these otherworldly type people. But here in the first reading, we see what it is to be little. You know, I was in Vienna with Father Kosecki the last couple days, and we went to the art museum there, and there was a picture, one of Father Kosecki's favorite pictures, of Moses before the burning bush. And as Moses is looking, he takes off his sandal, because that's what God tells him. He becomes little. And when he became little, then he could feel the commandments. He could lead the people of Israel. He could do all the things that God wanted him to do. Moses couldn't come before him and say, I'm strong, I am da-da-da-da-da. He had to become little. And so it is with all of us. And again, the great way to do that is to say the prayer that I taught you 2 weeks ago. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. Because that's what Jesus says. This is what my heart's like. And we don't want our hearts. We want his. So let's become little as Moses and ask for the heart of Jesus, that we can be his presence in the world, not ours. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and